This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Hi, this is Ken Gourdet. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. Happy to welcome Emmy Award-winning actor, writer, and producer Kevin Spiritus. Fans of daytime television know Kevin for his roles as Jonas Chamberlain on One Life to Live, Tom Gallagher on Rituals, and, of course, his seven-plus-year stint as the scheming Dr. Craig Wesley on Days of Our Lives. What you may not know is that Kevin is also a pioneer in the world of digital soap operas. Kevin is the star and co-creator, along with Michael Slade, of After Forever. After Forever, the multi-Emmy Award-winning digital series that has not only won critical acclaim for its portrayal of gay men in their 50s, but has also won recognition for its unflinching honesty in dealing with loss. The first two seasons of After Forever are available for viewing on demand right now. Plus, there is a special standalone episode that dropped about a month ago that provides a bridge for fans of After Forever as they await production of Season 3. We'll explain all of that in just a second. First, Kevin Spiritus, welcome to TV Confidential.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me.
One of my favorite shows of the last 10 years was Men of a Certain Age with Ray Romano. And I don't know whether you and Michael Slade had this in mind, but in a way, I mean, if this were a pitch meeting, and you were pitching the concept to me, I can easily imagine you say, Men of a Certain Age, but with a gay man in his 50s as the protagonist.
Well, that's not how it came to be. for everybody to know, as we continue this conversation, Michael Slade, my co-creator, collaborator, and writing partner on Season 1 and Season 2 of After Forever, the series, and for After Forever, Riley's Unforgettable School Project, just last month lost his 3.5-year battle to cancer. So this interview is in honor of Michael and the work we've done. And I get to bridge now where we met and how it all came together. As you said, was it a pitch? No. Michael had worked on Days of Our Lives as a writer at the time that I was ending my contract as Dr. Craig Wesley. And I don't know how many years later that might have been, but I'm now in a gym in New York. And he taps on my shoulder and he says, are you Kevin Spiritus? Because I think I used to write for you when you were on Days. And I said, oh my gosh, now we get to meet. I remember your name on the script. For some reason, soap operas keep the writers separate from the actors. I don't know. maybe they think it's because we're going to bribe the writers to give a better story. I don't know. But I was talking with Michael and we struck up this conversation about what we were doing and what we were looking to do next. And I just sort of spit it out saying, I want to do a show. I want to create a series about gay men over 30. And I was definitely over 30, and I was definitely single, and I thought, you know, going back into the dating world would be a very humorous, comedic story to tell. That is not what ended up being told. Michael was very intrigued and very interested in writing a story about men over 30 as well, because after a certain age, we sort of disappear off the canvas of storytelling. Mm-hmm. And one thing led to another, and we had a few coffee dates. And his biggest challenge at one moment was to figure out why is this character of Brian, the role that I play in After Forever, why is he single? And he posed the question to me, Kevin, why are you single? And I said, the heavens have not opened up and gifted me with a partner at this time. You know, I've had relationships in the past, but... And he said, I see. And I asked him about him and his life. And he said, well, I just lost my partner about 2 years ago to this rare form of cancer. And I told him, I'm so sorry to hear this. How did it happen? And then I asked him the question, does he still talk to his late partner? And he looked at me like, what an interesting, odd question. And yes, I do. And that's the moment that the so-called pitch, this idea, came together because the missing piece was, how do we tell a story about somebody who is single and give them, you know, some sort of sympathy and a sympathetic role to play, but also be a hero as they're working out some sort of a drama. And so for those of you who have not seen the show, After Forever is told in the present, it's told in flashbacks, and it's told in my character, Brian Stone, conjuring up conversations with his late partner, Jason.
Yeah.
And it's about two gay men who have everything in life until one day they don't, and how they deal with loss and love and moving forward. And the circle of friends, too, how they all have to deal with loss and how they all have to move forward.
After Forever has received kudos for its unflinching honesty in dealing with loss while still maintaining a sense. It is a dramatic series, but there's a lot of humor in the show, and there's a hopeful message in the show that you can move on, though it may be very difficult. After Forever, first two seasons available for viewing on demand on Amazon Prime. AfterForeverTheSeries.com, AfterForeverTheSeries.com. Kevin Spiritus is the star and co-creator of After Forever, and he's spending a few minutes of his day with us talking about the show and talking about his friend and collaborator, Michael Slade, who we lost just before the end of 2020. And what I particularly like about After Forever, Kevin, is that it is universal. It does reach a wide audience, whether you're gay or straight. Anyone watching the show knows what it's like to lose a loved one, you know, knows what it's like to doubt yourself as you kind of enter a new relationship. Does this person like me for me or because of who I know or what I can do for them? And it's very relatable in so many ways.
Well, thank you. That's what Michael and I had intended to do. And, you know, Michael and I had great moments of creating the content and story and scenes that would take place and how we would, you know, set up each story with, you know, a cold open with a question being posed. But the thing that was really important to us both is that we both felt and agreed that when a relationship ends, whether it be through a breakup, you know, in the course of your life, or be it death, when you lose a loved one or a friend or a teacher or a mentor or a child, we all deal with that loss, but the relationship doesn't end. The love and the loving moments that you had do not go away. They stay with you. So it's what do we focus on and how do we move through that and navigate through finding a healing so we can move on. And a lot of women relate to this because, you know, they lose their husbands midway through life or, you know, we had a, this is Michael's and my favorite fan note. I don't know if it's a letter, but it was a note. It came to us on the internet, but it was, I watched your show and now I feel like I understand what my dad must be experiencing about the loss of my mom.
Yeah.
And that's what you hope for, and in a sad, tragic situation of life imitating art, right after season one dropped on Amazon, Michael disclosed that he had just received a diagnosis for cancer, and we had to navigate through how he was going to move forward and move ahead, and all through the Emmys in 2019, that historical night where we were the first LGBTQ series to ever win five Emmys for drama. Michael was going through chemo. We wrote second and third season. We were planning to do them and film them back to back. We filmed season two. He was still going through chemo. We shelved season three because of other schedule problems. And then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And we were forced to shut everything down. And Michael, in his true gallant way, would say, I have to keep working. I have to keep moving on as if life is normal as usual. You know, let's keep going or cancer will win.
Yeah.
So we celebrated that attitude. And, you know, there were some harder times and some harder days. And there were some glorious moments as well, all sort of intertwined. But when COVID hit and we couldn't do season three, we had the idea to stay relevant and current by creating this story about the characters that we know from After Forever and circle it around the character of Riley, who is at home being homeschooled via a remote teaching. You know, that's how they teach the kids these days in the pandemic.
And for those who haven't seen the show, Riley is the son of Kevin's next door neighbors or down the hall neighbors in their apartment building where Kevin lives.
Exactly. And so Michael says, we can write sort of a documentary style of answering three questions that Riley poses to the friends and family. And we did. And we shot it safely and COVID, with the COVID requirements and regulations. We sent a camera, a ring light, a microphone, and a computer to each actor's house. There's about 13 or 14 of us, I think. And we all got on the Zoom and we had each person set up the shot. And we said action from Zoom and they pressed record. And that's how we filmed the season. And I must say, it was extraordinary to watch how alive Michael would come during these hours of sitting in front of the Zoom call and thinking about the take that was just filmed, or there's a question that would be posed about content. Anyway, he was alive and awake. And then I remember as the camera would turn off and I call him later, he goes, I just got to go to sleep. You know, so he did what he could to the very end. And I know he's proud of this last piece, this last special. And season three has been written and it will be filmed once we lift COVID off of our shoulders. But the other thing that I was really excited to share with you is that last week, I think just when we scheduled this interview, GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation Media Awards came out. And they gave After Forever a special recognition award for its content.
Congratulations.
So I know Michael is up in heaven smiling down, very glad, GLAAD. and it was just a little sign. It was a little sign saying, keep moving forward, keep moving forward. And I miss him terribly. And now I have to take on the actual role of conjuring conversations up with him and going, where are you, you perv? You know, come on, talk to me. And it was a scary time. You know, I went to see him in hospice in Connecticut, and he was scared. And I said, so am I. Let's be scared together. And we sent him off in love and glory.
We're very glad that Kevin Spiritus is spending a few minutes of his day talking to us. Kevin Spiritus, the actor known around the world as Dr. Craig Wesley from Days of Our Lives. Kevin is the star and co-creator, along with Days of Our Lives writer Michael Slade, of After Forever, the multi-Emmy award-winning digital series, seasons 1 and seasons 2 of After Forever, available viewing on demand on Amazon Prime. Riley's Unforgettable School Project, which is the standalone 30-minute special that serves as a bridge between Season 2 and Season 3 of After Forever, also available viewing on demand on Amazon Prime. For more information, afterforevertheseries.com.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Riley's project? Well, I'll ask you a little bit about Riley's Unforgettable School Project, because watching it reminded me. I don't know if you watched MASH when you were young, but
I did.
Okay, well, watching Riley's Unforgettable School Project reminded me of the interview episodes of MASH, where the characters, where the actors, you know, would talk to Cleet Roberts playing a news reporter, and the actors would improvise their answers in character. I don't know whether that, to the extent Riley's Unforgettable School Project was scripted or not, but it certainly seems like you and the other actors, when you talk about Jason in Riley's Unforgettable School Project, it seemed like you were speaking extemporaneously.
Well, I'm going to say thank you. That's exactly what we wanted it to be. It was not extemporaneous. It was every word scripted, okay. every cut to into the next scene. And the idea was to offer the audience the understanding as if, you know, sit down, turn your camera on, and answer these three questions about this person, Jason, and what makes him so unforgettable. And we did not want to make it like a memorial, because in season two we addressed the memorial scenes mm-hmm. about Jason's life, but this was more about the continuation of how people may need to hold on to the memory and to remember only the good stuff, and how challenging and difficult it actually can be for a person. And there's a few of us who get emotionally, sideswiped by, a loving memory that becomes emotional during the storytelling of it. But Michael was an incredible wordsmith, and when we talked about the stories that we wanted to weave together, about first meeting Jason, or one of our biggest pet peeves about Jason, or how mistrusting one person could have been of Jason at first because he was a friend of Brian's, and you know how it was all honest, and all these stories came together, and you know, again, in this very weird life imitating art, the person who we now can dedicate and, you know, in loving memory, this episode especially, is to the unforgettable Michael Slade, who I have to jump back to the Emmys during his Emmy win when we won Best Outstanding Digital Drama. He reminded everyone that there is life after grief, and that you can honor the love you still have for the person who is gone and still move on to have life as you continue. And that is the one thing I know in my heart of hearts is absolutely true in every one of our seasons and the special, and Michael helped remind me of that truth, because in the early 80s and late 80s, early 90s, when the AIDS epidemic was running rampant, you know, we lost an army of people, and we had to kind of build up our armor to that, to fight off that grief. But as it happens later in life, you really learn that there is love after death, and it continues.
Kevin Spiritus is the star and co-creator, along with the late Michael Slade, of After Forever. After Forever, the multi-Emmy Award-winning digital series that has won critical acclaim not only for its portrayal of gay men in their 50s, but for its unflinching honesty in dealing with loss. Kevin will be back in a couple of weeks for part two of our conversation. Among other things, we'll talk about the direct role that Kevin and Michael played in bringing together the cast of After Forever, which includes such familiar faces as Mitchell Anderson, Lenny Wolpe, and Anita Gillette. That is coming up in a couple of weeks on TV Confidential. In the meantime, both season one and season two of After Forever are available for viewing on demand on Amazon Prime, as is Riley's Unforgettable School Project. Riley's Unforgettable School Project, the 30-minute docu-style standalone special that serves as a bridge between season two and season three of After Forever. Seasons one and two of After Forever and Riley's Unforgettable School Project available for viewing on demand on Amazon Prime. Take a quick time out, then we'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life. but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty Group. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty Group will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Front Porch Realty Group at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty Group. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Want a free first ride with Uber? Uber, the mobile app that connects you with a ride at the touch of a button in minutes. Enter promo code TVConfidential after you download the app to receive your first free ride up to $20. For more information, go to get.uber.com/go/TVConfidential.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.